From a practical point of view, what do you do if a patient starts out FLT3 negative and becomes FLT3 positive?
Well, I mean, you have to keep in mind the options, the management options that are available to you and which you can use. Obviously, there have not been FLT3 inhibiting agents that are approved for AML in the relapse refractory setting. But we have had available to us sorafenib, which is currently approved for use in solid tumor malignancies, as you know, renal cell and hepatocellular carcinoma. And it is also, being a fairly promiscuous and nonspecific tyrosine kinase inhibitor, a fairly potent inhibitor of the FLT3 ITD receptor tyrosine kinase. So having known that and being informed by important phase 1 and phase 2 clinical trials that sorafenib is a potent inhibitor of FLT3, we now fairly frequently use sorafenib in cases of relapsed and refractory acute myeloid leukemia. And oftentimes we get patients to enter at least a hematologic response. And there was actually a fairly recent publication that revealed that if you combine sorafenib with hypomethylating agents in the relapse setting, you actually get a good number of patients into remission. And that is important because you could potentially try then to prolong the remission, or if they have not been transplanted, to bridge them to transplant. We're hoping that in the forthcoming years, as additional FLT3 inhibitors are under clinical study and perhaps get approved, we will have additional FLT3 inhibitors that are more potent be available for our patients in the relapse refractory setting.
If you could access midostaurin in that relapse setting, would you utilize it?
Potentially, midostaurin, like some of the other FLT3 inhibitors and unlike sorafenib, inhibits both ITD and certain tyrosine kinase domain mutant AMLs. Sorafenib, as far as I know, is very potent against ITD, but not so potent against TKD mutations. Also, like the realm of TKIs available for CML, certain patients may tolerate one FLT3 inhibitor over another. So if we have a wealth of agents available to us, we may be able to make determinations as to which is best for which patient.